Quebec's police watchdog, the Bureau des Enquêtes Indépendantes, is investigating after a man allegedly stole a series of vehicles in both the Montreal area and Campbell's Bay earlier this week. The spree ended and an investigation was opened Tuesday morning after the suspected thief collided with two other vehicles in Blainville, north of Montreal. The suspect was taken to hospital with serious injuries while the occupants of the two other vehicles sustained minor injuries, according to the BEI. The BEI is called whenever someone is killed or seriously injured during a police intervention or while in police custody. The Pontiac portion of the story began at around 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday when Maurice Morin of Campbell's Bay was out inspecting the conditions for the family snowplow company, Morin Sand and Gravel. He said that he noticed a van pulled over with a flat tire in the eastbound lane of Highway 148 just up the hill from the intersection with Route 301. After speaking with the driver, they pulled into a nearby Depiner parking lot and attempted to change the tire.
I was just doing patrolling that morning to see where the streets might need sand, and I'm going up the highway 148 just above Dean's. This car was stopped along the road and the guy was lying there trying to get his spare tire off. So I made a U-turn and put my lights on him at a four-way flasher, and I said to him, I said, you're in a dangerous spot. There's log trucks going back and forth here every few minutes. So he said, I don't speak English. So I spoke to him in French. I said, move your car down somewhere else. I said, I see you need a tire. He said, have you got something to jack it with? So I said, you're better to go down to the convenience store near the parking lot where there's light. You'll see what they're doing. I'll go and see what I have for a jack. So I come down and got a jack, and we got it up. But he started getting his tire down, but then everything jammed.
Shortly after 4 a.m., Morin took the man back to his shop to fetch some additional tools and left the truck running outside due to the cold. He said that he was standing near the door gathering everything up when the man exited the shop and jumped in his vehicle. Morin said that he grabbed onto the side mirror and was dragged as the man reversed out of the driveway. He let go and fell when the truck got to the road, but said he wasn't injured.
So I opened the side door and I walk in. He walks in behind me. So he's standing just there, just behind me while I'm picking up the grinder and an extension cord about 4 feet away.
Right.
So he walks out the door and closes the door. So I just says he closed the door. I just reached to open the door. I'm picking up the grinder. I reached to open the door, and there he is, jumps in my truck, closes the door, and takes off backwards. So I drop the grinder, and I grab it because my truck's 3/4 tons. It's got big mirrors. So I wrap my arm around the mirror arms, and he dragged me backwards out onto the street, and he wouldn't open the window. So then I kept shouting at him. I said, stop the damn truck, stop the truck. In French, you know, all right. So no way. Once he started forward, I said, I got to let this go. So it kind of rolled on my back.
Morin said that the man was French-speaking and in his 20s or 30s with an average height and weight. He said when local officers responded, he told them that the truck could be tracked remotely with its anti-theft technology. Morin said that the suspect told him he was in the area to do some snowmobiling with his friends, but was hazy on details when questioned further. The Pontiac connection to the case is unclear, as the pursuit began and concluded roughly 400 kilometers away. According to the initial BEI report, the manhunt began on Monday afternoon in Sorel-Tracy, just northeast of Montreal, after police received a call about a stolen vehicle. Sûreté de Québec officers located the vehicle and intercepted it in Yamaska, about 20 kilometers away from Sorel-Tracy, but the suspect managed to escape on foot after the vehicle went off the road. The report states that while officers were searching for the suspect, they were called about a stolen vehicle in Yamaska at around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. The vehicle stolen from Yamaska was recovered in Campbell's Bay. According to the BEI's report, police were informed at around 6:38 a.m. of Morin's stolen truck and located it on Highway 50 near Lachute, where they began a pursuit and also attempted to stop the vehicle with a spike mat. Just after 7 a.m., the vehicle collided with a patrol car and another vehicle on Highway 50 near kilometer 288. At 7:14 a.m., the decision was made to stop the pursuit, according to the BEI. Around 5 minutes later, the fleeing truck collided with two other vehicles in Blainville, a nearby suburb. Five BEI investigators have been assigned to investigate the circumstances surrounding the police intervention with the assistance of the Montreal Police Service. The Montreal Police will also be conducting a parallel criminal investigation into the events that occurred. The BEI is also asking anyone with information to contact them through their website. The BEI states that no further information is available at this time. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.